I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Watch the birdie, then smash it. But first, I'm joined by the jet-setting Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Smashing the birdie, eh?
Yeah, yeah. You can probably guess that it's badminton coming up.
There's a double meaning in that.
We've reached week 14 in the NFL season. The Packers playing the Raiders tomorrow are still undefeated, and the Colts, who will face the Ravens, are still winless. Will both records remain unblemished?
I think the Colts might have a shot. I think the Packers will beat the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are equipped to deal with the Packer offense at this point.
All right, quick quiz. What's the only NFL city in which the New England Patriots have never won a game, and will that statistic change tomorrow?
Canton. Canton Bulldogs. They've never beaten the Canton Bulldogs.
And they never will.
No, I believe, if you have to ask, I believe our nation's capital holds that distinction, does it not?
Right you are, and I assume you think that that will change tomorrow.
Yes, because the Washington Redskins are pathetic, and the New England Patriots are not.
Look, I know this is going to be tough for you to do while you're standing in an airport looking at the arrivals and departures, Charlie, but it is time for the annual Heisman Trophy pose.
Hang on one second. Got it.
Okay, excellent. There are five finalists this year. Wisconsin running back Monty Ball, Alabama running back Trent Richardson, LSU cornerback Tyrann Mathieu, and quarterbacks Andrew Luck of Stanford and Robert Griffin III of Baylor. Who wins?
RG3 for me, baby. He's been the most exciting and, I think, the best college player in the country this year.
The NBA owners and players ratified a new collective bargaining agreement on Thursday, which is good, albeit not a surprise, because training camps and free agency began yesterday. So, now what?
Well, first thing they did was everybody broke it. Most notably, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, I was going to say, the league's first move of the new season was to block the trade that would have sent Chris Paul to the Lakers, so...
Because the league, which had been pitching the frivolous notion that this whole lockout thing had been about competitive balance, wasn't prepared to see the first move after they came back, the Jagunja move by the Lakers. And not only that, of course, but the team that was trading Chris Paul is owned by the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Some are suggesting that bowing to pressure to nix the Paul trade is proof that Commissioner David Stern is losing his grip on the league. Now it seems Dwight Howard met with New Jersey Nets officials on Thursday night. That was a violation of the league's tampering rules. So is this all more proof that the iron fist of Stern is weakening?
Well, I think the clearest evidence is not what players may be doing by themselves, but the fact that he had almost an all-out mutiny on his hands when the Lakers trade was first announced, and a whole bunch of his owners got their backs up and started screaming, because they're, after all, they are his real bosses.
First, everybody assumed that Albert Pujols would remain with the St. Louis Cardinals, with whom he had just won a World Series. Then it looked as if he, like most of the other expensive free agents, would become a Miami Marlin, but no.
As he said in USA Today, he called his agent, well, naturally the first person you would call when you have these revelations, and realized that it was the Angels who had touched his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Albert, they didn't touch your soul. They touched a little closer to your wallet, I think. You may be confusing it. But please do not bring your soul into it. You put it in a jar until the negotiations were done.
I hope he's listening. If you're going to venture into the press box, by the way, of any major league ballpark in the spring, you may have to spiff up your wardrobe. And I don't mean for you to take this personally. It's true of all of us, right?
Well, there's only one person on the show who actually worked for GQ, my friend. So let me tell you, give you benefit of my expertise. Stupid and wrong, and it's a sex discrimination suit waiting to happen.
Ah.
We're going to have Major League Baseball PR directors, all of whom dress like assistant golf pros, tell us what is and isn't professional attire. Give me a freaking break.
Well, I'm going to give you some of the specifics just for the fun of it. You can't go into a Major League Baseball team's press box in a muscle shirt or a short skirt, whatever that may mean, or flip-flops.
Ah, see?
Flip-flops are absolutely out, and you can't wear anything with a logo, which means you can't go in. You don't own anything that doesn't have a logo, do you?
Well, I have several Hawaiian shirts, which are probably excluded for pure garishness at this point. But I've never seen anybody in a press box with flip-flops. And by the way, is this whole true at spring training, too?
Oh, I hope not.
Because people wear shorts and T-shirts and flip-flops all the time at spring training.
All right, and finally, Charlie, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton scored his 13th rushing touchdown of the season on Sunday against the Buccaneers, and he ran over to the stands, and he handed the football to a lucky fan who was thrilled, And what prevents this from being a warm, fuzzy NFL story?
Why? The National Football League, of course, which gets together every year at the league meetings and shoots little puppies in the head. They demanded the football back for the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and promised the young lady another football, missing the point, of course, entirely. I'm wondering what would happen if the young lady hadn't given it back to them. Were they prepared to, like, call security and pry it from her cold, dead hands? I probably shouldn't give them ideas.
Happily, we will never find out. Charlie Fierce writes the politics blog for Esquire magazine, and of course he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.